You know what I love is the joy in Chris Villar's voice as the Twins melt down, because we have a shared kinship. We are Tigers fans, Chris, a Clevelander.
I'm from Cleveland.
We all share in the Twins' misery.
Oh, I hate the Twins. I love it. Rip their hearts out.
We can be friends until Tuesday, even though the Tigers won't play the Guardians.
I do not want to play the Tigers. I'll tell you that right now. That's the last team I want to play right now.
Okay.
Admittedly.
Yeah.
Don't let the Tigers stay hot. Thanks, Chris.
So,
you want to talk to him?
Yeah, I just want him to stay around for
second. Sure.
Yeah, because I wanted to ask you, little birdie told me, and you mentioned it right before we went on. What are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm going to the Wings game, preseason, part of the season ticket package. And then I'm going to stick around after for the clinching celebration when the Tigers take care of business against the White Sox.
So you really don't care about the Tigers, do you? Chris, I don't know if you heard yesterday.
This guy's a...
Go ahead.
I'm a what? Please finish that sentence.
He's a Wolverine.
I can't say it on the radio.
Yesterday, first inning, right? You just sit down and he says, you know what? I don't care about how the Tigers start this game. I'm going to go use the restroom. He misses Parker Meadows' leadoff home run.
No.
2 days ago. Sorry, not yesterday. And now he's going to a preseason hockey game, Mr. Hockey Man, when the Tigers control their own destiny tonight. They don't have to wait for Minnesota to lose. They could clinch a playoff berth, this remarkable, unprecedented return to the postseason, and he's going to sit there at the LCA watching preseason hockey.
A little weak.
I'm not going to be shamed by you, who hasn't even gone to a Tigers game during this stretch, so don't lecture me about
I'm watching them. Well, I'm listening to them.
I'll be able to watch them, too. They're going to show all the highlights at the game.
So are you starting the chant? And what is that chant?
Probably just a Let's Go Tigers chant, right?
Oh, it's got to be somebody. Like, it's Jared Goff.
Why am I here? Am I the mom to break up the kids' fight?
I want your thoughts on... Because you talk about the Guardians, right? The Guardians are in, and they're...
We're good.
You're a Cleveland guy, right? But you don't want to play the Tigers. And there is this excitement here, a decade's worth of pent-up excitement. And you're going to go to a preseason
hockey game? You might call Jim a fake fan. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I'm just looking for... Yeah.
I just want vanity fan?
No, really what I'm after is I just want to make sure that I'm not seeing this wrong. Like, if you had a choice tonight, you and your lovely bride, and I know she's expecting, were a night out on the town, would you go to the baseball game where you could clinch? And there's other drama involved in this game, but you could clinch a postseason berth, or you're going to a preseason hockey game?
I think Comerica Park is the place to be tonight, man.
I think so.
There's tickets available.
I appreciate you sticking
around.
Throwing
that out there, man.
Thanks, Chris.
Confirming this, Chris.
You can leave now. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, John and I were cool.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah,
not for now.
Yeah, OH.
Slip that in.
Yes.
Not that I need to defend myself.
Trademark TM. The
we got picks coming up at 6:35. We got a lot of Tiger baseball to talk. Not that I need to defend myself. My wife doesn't give a rat's ass about baseball. She is a hockey fan. This is a date night that we have planned.
That's part of
what going to these Red Wing games are.
She cracked the whip.
No.
And you're like, oh, okay, I'll go. No. Yes. I'll go to the hockey game with you.
John, I like hockey too. And what I would tell you.
Really?
Where's
the breaking news sounder?
Yeah, can we get that? Yeah. And what I would tell you is I'm going to still be paying attention to the Tigers. There's going to be more Tigers baseball beyond tonight, beyond this weekend, because this team is going to the playoffs.
Yes, they are.
And I don't want to lose sight of just how special this is, because I don't think this happens in sports. I think
whatever takes the attention off of you.
I want to put it on the Tigers.
As it should be.
As it should be. And I don't know how to talk about them anymore at this point. I think we've said it, but I just want to reiterate it. This is unlike anything that we have ever seen. This is one of the greatest stories in all of sports. This team has roared all the way back, and it's a literal roar. It's Matt Vierling coming home and roaring as he touches home plate. And another comeback for this baseball team yesterday. It's Jason Foley getting punch outs in the ninth inning, not one, but two.
And roaring himself.
Roaring the roar of not 84, It's been 40 years. It's the roar of 24. And I thought Jason Benetti has done such a good job capturing this, as has Dan Dickerson on the radio. But Benetti had the call at the end of the game. And Greg, if we have it, I'd love to play it for people. We'll play it at some point today. Benetti said, a city that doesn't care about the odds has a baseball team to match. And it's just so poetic. He is not a Detroiter, but he chose to come here. At the perfect time, by the way, look what's going on with the White Sox. But he wanted to come here and be part of something. And, mm-hmm. and he has been such a great storyteller during all of this. But it's, John, it's the story right now. Right.
Yeah. It's, and let's just remind everybody, the magic number is one.
One.
And with the epic decline of the Minnesota Twins that continued last night, and they prolonged that misery as long as they possibly could into 13 innings. And I was paying attention until about the 11th inning. And I thought, you know what? Screw these guys. I'm going to wake up in the morning and be surprised and pleasantly surprised when I checked the scores this morning. The Tigers don't have to wait for the end of the Twins game tonight. They can clinch it themselves. They can sell it. We see all these celebrations in the locker rooms. And how sweet is it to know that they could be lining things up. The champagne could be lined up. The goggles, the t-shirts, the hats, everything could be lined up at Comerica in the clubhouse, just not waiting for any help. They don't need any help to get in the playoffs, but they don't need any help to seal the deal tonight, to clinch a trip to the postseason, an epic 6 weeks.
And it's dragging into 7, 8. It's going to be 2 months of great baseball with more on the way and playoffs for the first time in 10 years. John, someone's job right now, maybe not right now at 6 in the morning, but it's someone's job to make sure that stuff is there tonight. You know, the players are going to worry about the game, but someone in that clubhouse is making sure they have champagne on ice tonight at the ballpark.
And the beautiful thing is no matter when it happens, because it's going to happen, is that it will happen at home. There's 3 games left. It'll happen against the division opponent. It's going to happen, and it's just a matter of are you making the sacrifice to go down on a Friday night? Are you going to make the sacrifice because there's a lot of conflicts tomorrow on a Saturday or on Sunday, even if they clinch it? Are you going down to celebrate the fact that this has been an epic end to a baseball season when everyone – everyone had given up. We had flipped over to not just preseason hockey, preseason football. Yep. On August the 8th, it was Tigers are done. They're an afterthought. We'll give you the score, but it's all done. Now, all of a sudden, they are taking over. Normally, on a Friday, we're talking about the Lions matchup. Mm-hmm. We're talking about NFL football, college football. But no, in the end of September, we're talking about the Detroit Tigers.
Ticket Texter asks, are they old enough to drink champagne? That's Matt in Canton.
I believe all of them are. Everybody on the roster is over 21.
It's fun to ask, though, because they have 12 rookies on this team. So you do have to at least take a peek and make sure that this is such a young team. They've played loose.
Yeah.
And John, as we sit here today, the magic number is one. But another way of looking at it is this. The only way the Tigers don't make the playoffs is if they are swept by the worst team in baseball, and the Twins sweep this weekend. And the Twins are not every bit as much of this story, because I think the Tigers are a bigger part of it. You have to go out and win and take what's in front of you. But the Twins are part of this story, too. They are in a free fall. And it's got to be so fun for all of us in the AL Central, including Chris Villar, to watch this team melt down 13 innings, teasing their fans at home, 2 chances in extra innings where you just got to score the runner from second base, and they don't. So yeah, the likelihood that the Twins win even 1 game this weekend feels slim. The idea that the Tigers lose even 1 game this weekend feels slim. It feels inevitable, and to be honest, guys, it's felt inevitable for the better part of a couple weeks now. Right? I mean, we've done this whole Team of Destiny and Voodoo, and it's finally sitting in front of us on a Friday going into the weekend where the Tigers are doing this.
Yeah.
It's this freight train's not stopping. There's no stop. Everybody's on board, and we're going one place and one place only. The destination is the playoffs. 248-539-9797. Tigers open lines, as always. You guys can jump in and talk about our baseball team. We've got football picks coming up at 6:35. Quick note about the Lions. We'll get to that next. It's 97.1.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Update, numbers one. Good morning, 97.1. Jason Foley wasn't the only one fired up. Dan Dickerson was, and all the city of Detroit right there with him.
Unbelievable.
Good morning. Today and tonight, the Tigers can clinch a playoff spot for the first time in 10 years. This run has been weeks, months in the making, years in the making, and we get a chance to see it tonight at Comerica Park. Some ticket text coming in. It says, question. Can the Tigers, if they get the number two spot in the American League wild card, do they get home games? The answer is no, but it would mean they would play likely Baltimore instead of Houston. The only way you get home games is if you are a division winner or the number one wild card, which they're not going to catch Baltimore at this point.
No, they're not.
Right. Ticket texter says, driving 4 hours away for tomorrow's game, go Tigers.
All right.
Whether they've clinched or not, it's going to be a great weekend because people have bought tickets. They want to celebrate this team. They want to watch this team. It's not the end of the season. It's the start of the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket texter says, the Tigers did everyone a big favor here. This is classic Minnesota Twins. Without the Tigers, they'd go in the playoffs and get swept anyway. Yeah, okay. What happens if the Tigers lose tonight? Do they sit in the locker room for 2 hours to see if the Twins lose before opening champagne? Or do they show up early for mimosas before the 1 o'clock game on Saturday, Duncan in Columbus, Ohio?
It's going to be, it's going to be unbelievable. What a great weekend.
Kids can drive themselves to a high school football game. I'm going to see the Tigers, John in Lake Orion. Texter says, Scott Harris, please add a third baseman and a first baseman this offseason and buy out Javi Baez. Hey, build on this.
Yeah, that's offseason talk.
I'm not worried about that right now.
No. We're excited that the foundation's been built, but I just want to see what's going to happen now.
Yeah, we can have that conversation when the season ends. And John, I don't know when it's going to end. I don't. Tell me who's beating them in a 3-game wildcard series. Tell me who's beating them in a 5-game series. It gets a little dicey here with a 7-game series, but once you're in the ALCS, like, you got as good a shot as anybody. I don't know when this story will end, and that's the best part of it.
Yeah.
And I think suspending disbelief a little bit and just enjoying it and not putting an end date and go, well, I don't know that they would beat the Yankees. I don't know. How you tell me they can't? They beat them in Williamsport. They beat them 2 out of 3 earlier this season to kind of kickstart this whole run. The Tigers have won all of these series. After the win yesterday, I think, 11 of the last 13 series the Tigers have won? Who says they can't beat everybody? Bring them on.
Yeah, you're playing with house money. You're playing with guys that are just going out there having fun. You mentioned 12 rookies. Like, this is so improbable. Let's just, keep it rolling.
I don't think Tigers fans even know the full roster, myself included. A lot of people have been taken surprised. They need to get gear, fill the seats, get down there. Don't look now. The White Sox have won 3 in a row. Don't take them lightly.
You know the thing about knowing all the players? I think that's very true.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with the fans that have kind of come in late. And I think it's okay for the fans that have come in late.
Yes.
This is unprecedented. This is a movie. I honestly think it is. Everybody's been trying to compare this to something. There's nothing to compare it to.
Correct.
Certainly not locally. Some national stories all time, I think. We don't need to get in the weeds on those. Those are a long time ago now for the most part. Like, who is what? The greatest show on turf did come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner. They made a movie.
Yeah.
He's working at a grocery store.
Moneyball. There's a Moneyball element to this. There's a Major League element to this. And Angels in the Outfield. It's like somebody merged all three movies.
Yeah, because you can't really find it in reality. I mean, it's been over 50 years since the team dug out of this deficit to make the playoffs. And to do it with 12 rookies, like, people have compared it to the 06 Tigers. 06 Tigers were competitive that whole summer, and they had veterans, right? They had Pudge, they had Maglio, they had Guillen, yeah. They had Kenny Rogers. Yeah, there was some young guys, but that team was consistently a story all summer. This team wasn't a story until the summer was winding down.
A lot of these sports movies always have like a media angle to it. I mean, literally, they would be pulling stuff that this radio station said about them and then using it like against them later or whatever. You know, like the whole Bob Uecker and the guy that was in the booth with them, they would mock their own team on the home broadcast. You know, it's just, there's nothing that compares to this.
Texter wants to compare it to the 22 Lions, which is common. They didn't make the playoffs.
No, they came up short. They beat Green Bay, but even going into that game, they knew that they weren't going to be going to the playoffs. Name the movie.
It's a combo. I'm with Gov. Oh, you're saying name the Tigers movie.
Name the Tigers movie. Because, I mean, you've talked about this, and, I mean, you have, you know, in a previous radio tandem, Invincible. And you've got all of these great sports movies. Name the movie. Is it Undecided?
It actually is. That's the name.
Undecided?
Yes. That would be a great name for it, because the thing that started this was Undecided, the pitcher. Well, you didn't know who was pitching for him, and they did the whole bullpen day. And he took the Tampa Bay Rays model who brought this into the game years ago, and they tripled down on it at times in a 5-game span. It's unbelievable. It really is.
Who's pitching tonight?
It's undecided. Against their ace.
They have a chance to clinch a playoff spot, and the pitcher is undecided. I laugh. It's absurd. It's accurate.
We've named the movie. The feature film.
Great job, John. That should be the name.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know
it's
that
unique.
There's... Because you can't, like, group effort. Like, that's not going to grab anybody. Undecided kind of is like, it's one of those, like, okay, I'm intrigued.
Mark Wahlberg should play A.J. Hinch in the movie on the ticket text.
Mark Wahlberg?
He was already Vince Papale.
Right. Yeah, I mean, okay, who does play A.J. Hinch?
I'm not
no
as
idea.
Bad as Doug with actors, but I'm not great. I don't know.
The Moneyball landed Brad Pitt.
Big name,
A-lister.
Yeah.
Angels in the Outfield was Danny Glover was the big star, and he was pretty big back then.
Yeah.
So who's the big star right now?
Who is the biggest movie star?
I think Tobey Maguire looks like him a little bit.
You know who's popular now, but he's just Glenn Powell, but I don't think that works.
I don't know. I mean, could you go with, I don't know. Would you go with like a Liam Neeson? I've got a special set of skills.
It's called managing
a
bullpen.
Isn't he typecast now?
Yeah.
It's called managing my bullpen.
Kill the team?
Managing my bullpen.
Certainly killed the Twins' chances.
Yeah. I don't know. Ryan Gosling?
He's destined to be Goff in some movie.
Yeah.
Please, nobody say Leo.
No.
Kevin Costner on the ticket text could play AJ in this movie. He's been in a lot of baseball movies.
He's been in a lot of baseball movies. Yeah, I don't know. That seems to be a little bit overdone.
He already played a tiger in a movie.
How about this?
Yeah.
Coming to a theater near you.
Bradley Cooper?
It could be Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. I'd like that.
Coming to a theater near you. Walleye, A Tiger Story.
Yes. That's our movie for the inside.
Yes. Yeah. How about this? Earning Your Stripes. Bunch of rookies, Tiger Stripes, Dylan in Belleville.
It's not bad.
Although the beginning of Walleye, they could actually take the audio from our show the day we said we needed a safe word.
Yeah.
And that could be the beginning of the movie and kind of like just in a darkness and a haze. And it's you guys talking about it. And then everybody would understand why it's Walleye.
Mm-hmm. How about Chris Hemsworth? You go with him as A.J. Hinch.
We agree the lead role in this is A.J. Hinch.
Oh, yes. There's no question.
Definitely not Scott Harris, right, Jim?
There's a lot of side characters, yeah.
We have a lot of phone calls to mix in here. We were going to update people on Frank Ragnow. Here's the update.
Wait. I got one more name for the movie. Yeah. Can I? Strike two?
Strike two.
The update on Frank Ragnow, he will not play Monday night for the Lions. Clearly a big deal. He's their center. Center's a big deal with protections. Strength of this offensive line is him along with Penei Sewell and others. We'll get to how it impacts them when we pick games, 6:35. I want to get these phone calls in, John.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go to Bill in Grosse Pointe. Bill, you're on 97.1.
Morning. How about the Detroit dudes?
The dude abides. I mean, it could be.
It's playing ball.
Yeah.
The Detroit dudes.
Yeah, just showing baseball. Up and playing.
It's got alliteration like Bless You Boys.
Well, yeah, but it's also like the Detroit dudes. Like it is that.
A collection of dudes.
Yeah, it's undecided. Like no names.
A bunch of ragtag group that just kind of got thrown together and made it work. This one says Tom Cruise, John.
Give him a booster seat to sit on in the dugout.
J.K. Simmons, who's a big Tigers fan, would need to be in this in some way.
Okay.
Alex in Commerce, you're on 97.1.
Morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Michael Keaton could play A.J. Hinch, but J.K. Simmons is a good one. Torkelson can be played by Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
That's easy. Those are the only two I can think of, but I called for something else. Today marks 25 years since the Tigers last played at Tiger Stadium. It is monumental if they win today. Not to mention, we would give the White Sox the worst record, you know, worst loss record, total losses. And I didn't realize this. I saw this yesterday. Grady Sizemore is their manager. I hated that guy growing up when he was playing against us.
Oh, yeah.
I would love nothing more if we beat him.
Oh, yeah. Sizemore, 8 years with the Indians at the time, but, yeah. Guardians now. And now all of a sudden he is moving their premier starter, quote unquote premier starter, if they have one, to pitch against the Tigers in the opening game of this series. Yeah, F him. Let's go.
Send it right back to you.
Yeah.
Worst record in baseball coming your way. I love it.
Yep.
They want to be petty and spiteful. We could do it right back and hand them the worst record in the history of Major League
121.
Baseball. Perfect.
All those poetic side notes. Bull crap, this is real.
What is real?
All those things that he just added on, that we can give them the worst loss, or the worst record ever tonight, that they backed up their starter because they want him to face the Tigers, and then the Tigers have undecided going tonight, that this thing set up magically to happen on a Friday night to where if the Tigers win, they clinch. They don't have to rely on the Twins game ending tonight. Everything has come together. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. That's why, whether it's voodoo, divine intervention, something's going on here.
Yeah, it's why if you're going downtown, I respect the Wings, and I'm excited about it. You should be going to the Tigers game.
That, by the way, that stat appears to be true.
What's
September
that?
27th was the final day at Tiger Stadium.
Come on.
The stars are aligning. Does it make it more obvious what's going on?
If you guys are on hold, we got to make some picks. But we will take more phone calls later this hour about this baseball team. You want to name the movie? You want to talk about what you're seeing? You want to talk about tonight? We'll get to it. It's 97.1. Five weeks down, Heather Park still leads the picks, 19-9. She went 5-2 last week. The only one that made up any ground, yours truly, went 6-1 last week, starting to kick it into gear.
With the Costa lock, way to go with that, by the way. People like to make fun of you. He give you compliments when you nail it.
John Jansen is 10-18. He is in dead last, 9 games back of Heather Park.
This is such crap. I'm changing my philosophy today. How I'm making picks.
Ooh.
I am going with the Heather Park philosophy of picking picks.
Yes.
We'll see how this goes, because my way is obviously not working at all.
We will find out if John Jansen actually played football, if that was some imposter wearing number 77 from Michigan back in the day. Number 9, Penn State opens the Big Ten season as a 17.5-point home favorite over Lisa Jansen's undefeated Illinois, entering this game ranked 19th in America. Jim.
Bielema talks smack about the whiteout. Bad idea when you can't run the ball and your quarterback's going to be dropping back into that mess. Franklin crushes as a heavy favorite. The clock strikes midnight on Illinois. Give me Penn State.
John.
I'm going to take Illinois because obviously my wife went there, so it must mean something, right? And I just don't like James Franklin. So give me the Fighting Illini.
Heather Park.
I'm going with Illinois too, John. I just looked at the mascots, right? You got the saddest mascot ever or no mascot. So I went with no mascot. Plus, I have family that lives in Illinois, so yeah. Going with Illinois.
Well, they actually have a mascot. It's just not one they can actually celebrate. Yeah, exactly.
Well, yes, right. They're kind of going with no mascot, basically. So yeah. We're going with that one.
Kind of the same reason John's old NFL team.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. You guys, I know a lot about mascots these days.
Saying this is too many points feels like a trap. However, this is too many points. Illinois on their best day is capable of beating Penn State, so I will take the 17.5. Illini, Illini.
Battle of the two most hated coaches in the NFL, or Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
James Franklin and Brett Bielema, although Ryan Day probably figures in somewhere.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, Bielema, I like Brett Bielema.
I know. Most people don't, though. All right. Anyways, we're going to put Mr. Costa Lock on an island here. I'm going Illinois.
Thank you.
Number two, Georgia travels to Tuscaloosa to take on number four, Alabama. Dogs, a 2.5-point favorite. John.
So everybody wants to try and make the smart pick. Well, it seems to me like this one's right in the name. Kirby Smart. Give me Georgia.
Oh, come on.
They don't call him Kirby
Dog. It works for Heather, so why not?
And you're right.
I love it, John. I love it.
Hey, give me the smart pick.
I'm also going with Georgia. Just because of Uga.
The dog.
He's traveling.
She one-ups me every time. Going with the dog.
2007, Matthew Stafford throws the game-winning touchdown pass to Mikey Henderson in overtime. Moments after, Mike Patrick asks, what's Brittany doing with her life? Dogs are 1-8 since.
Yeah.
Make it 2, Georgia.
Oh. Picking against Alabama at home, it's crazy, but you got to go with the coach here, and it's not for the reason you said, just a smart pick.
Yeah,
he's the best coach in college football, and this is a big spotlight game for Kalen DeBoer and where Alabama's going to be at going forward with him. Give me Georgia.
We're all taking the Bulldogs. We are taking Kirby Smart, who will have his team motivated, whipped into a frenzy after they struggled with Kentucky. Revenge for last year, revenge for what Jalen Milroe had to say. Bulldogs.
Michigan is a 9.5-point favorite against Minnesota at the Big House. It's the battle for the brown jug. Free cheeseburgers will not be provided. Heather.
I'm going with Michigan, and I don't have a lot of reasons behind my pick. It's just what I feel.
9.5 is a very coverable for Michigan against the Gophers. Middle of the pack run defense. I will take Michigan.
Yeah, it seems to me like a big number for a Michigan offense that might not have a quarterback, but you got to look at Minnesota here. They scored 17 points against North Carolina, who then gave up 70 to James Madison. I will take Michigan.
Brick by brick, we build the blue wall. I will take the Wolverines as well.
The Gophers are a rodent. What happens to rodents as they cross the road? They get run over. Michigan will run over the Gophers, so give me Michigan.
All right, number three, and Ohio State University on the banks of the old Red Cedar taking on Michigan State. Buckeyes are giving 23.5. Fall Out Boy was cool when the titles of their songs were obscure pop culture references. Now they've been reduced to sports anthem rock for the better part of a decade. Big Ten Saturday night! Ohio State. Gov.
This is so impossible to pick in my mind. Like, I just don't know how good Ohio State is because of who they played. And State seems to be decent, and then they shoot themselves in the foot. Will the turnovers happen again? I'm going to trust the hype behind Ohio State, and I'm going to take the Buckeyes here. Blue wall.
There's no blue wall when you're picking between these two.
Well, Sparties would take this as a blue wall. That's why the blue wall references. It's not for Ohio State reasons.
Right.
It's for Michigan State reasons.
Jim, what do you
I'm pretty sure I heard you say, yeah, little brother has no chance in this one. Is that what you just said? I'm going to back the Spartans in this spot. The defense has impressed me. Sparty on.
Ohio State spent, what, $22 million on this year's NIL class? And so I just figured, hey, it's close enough. Let's go with the 23.5 and give me the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I'm also going with Ohio State.
Oh.
I know. Wow. I don't have a reason. Just doing it.
You're just going to backstab your school
like that?
Yeah,
I am.
Very dangerous sign.
To the NFL and the NFC North, Packers are giving 2.5 points at Lambeau to the Vikings. Gov.
You know, our three NFL games this week feature all or feature three 3-0 teams going on the road, small point spreads, but an opportunity for these teams to separate themselves. I'm going to trust the Packers here. I don't know if Jordan Love's playing. The Minnesota Vikings are really going to go 4-0. Just no. Packers find a way to win a game. This could be very low scoring if Love doesn't play.
Jim.
I will also take the Packers. I don't know if Love's playing, but I trust LeFleur's scheme against Flores' scheme.
Yeah. Again, I'm going, trying to channel my best Heather Park here. LeFleur means the flower. Who doesn't love flowers, right? I don't know. Give me the Packers.
Heather.
I'm going to stick with my people, and I'm going with the Vikings. And I don't really love my flowers, people. So that's me.
You don't really love flowers.
Hell yeah, Heather. Vegas is counting on you not believing in Malik Willis. That's okay. I will believe in Matt LaFleur, Packers. Ravens favored by 2.5 against the Bills in Baltimore. Jim.
Lamar is a covering machine as a favorite, especially under a field goal. I'm going to take the Ravens at home.
Bills' offense has been surprisingly unstoppable. But I'll go back to my childhood. Love the Buffalo Bills stories. Love the circus that it was. He's a great hunter. So I think the Bills hunt down the Ravens. So give me the Bills.
Heather, are we going to quote poetry again this week?
No. You know, so we've got Josh Allen, right? Know nothing about him, but I really like his girlfriend, Haley Steinfeld. So I'm going with the Bills.
You can't see John's face, everybody, but he is like beside himself.
She's 19-9, and she's picking because she likes his girlfriend.
The quarterback's girlfriend.
This game is being played in the city where The Wire takes place. The Ravens will embody one of its most memeable moments. I want you to put the word out that we back up, Ravens. Gov.
Again, another huge games in terms of if the Bills win this, the separation they create within the conference, just like the Vikings were. And that's the theme with these games. And this league comes back to the middle. And I think we found out that last week with Tampa Bay and New Orleans. Give me the Ravens.
Lions, Seahawks, Ford Field, black jerseys, Monday Night Football. Detroit favored by 3.5. Former Lion, John Jansen.
Nothing catchy on this one. I think the Lions, I do right now. I think the Lions just win this game. And whether it's the black jerseys, Monday Night Football, it's primetime golf. Give me the Lions. And I mean, screw the Seahawks. This is the spite game. This is the one where everybody says enough is enough. Almost had to use the dumb button there.
Heather.
I agree with John. Enough is enough. Let's go, Lions.
Two guys that deserve national title rings that weren't on the 23 Michigan team. Number two is Mike McDonald, head coach of the Seahawks. But number one is Hutch. Lions. Gov.
Again, the separation the Seahawks could cause in the conference if they win this. You know, I think the Lions win, but the Seahawks cover, and it's going to be a Jake Bates walk-off to win it on Monday night.
Thanks, Stoney. Costa, finish this off.
67-yard field goal.
Maybe. Hey, with everything that's going on with this town with the Tigers, we could erase that, too. You know, the Tucker field goal.
Seattle, the second most pressures in the NFL. The Lions without Frank Ragnow. The last time the Lions didn't have Frank, they scored 13 points. Goff was sacked 4 times through 2 picks, and he didn't break 200 passing yards. Seahawks.
You have no idea how much I hate the last 11 minutes.
And that's a Friday staple.
I just do.
It's 97-1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high quality beers right here in the great state of Michigan for over 25 years with a focus on using the highest quality ingredients. You can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. With All Day IPA, here's what you get. It's a refreshing and deliciously flavorful beer. It's easy drinking and high quality. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. Speaking of great times, All Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on game days, whether it's at home, at the tailgate, at the stadium, wherever you're enjoying your game. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find All Day IPA. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
It's unbelievable. Another come from behind win for the Detroit Tigers, who are one win away from making the playoffs. John, it's Vierling roaring in and celebrating at home plate. This team is a joy to watch. It shouldn't be taken for granted. We will never see anything like this again.
AJ pushing another button there, by the way, with Jahem. Now, he took out Carpenter, but the pitcher was actually batters do better against lefties do better against that pitcher than righties do. But he stuck with his, I'm not letting Carp bat against righties.
Do you think Henry Molloy makes the playoff roster? Justin Henry Molloy. Like, they have to leave somebody off. Like, yeah. That's going to be the fun conversations we're allowed to have for the first time in 10 years is setting a playoff roster.
They're going to have a lot of pitchers.
As they should. Play to their strengths.
And we got to have at least 7 undecideds.
keep them guessing. We open the phone lines for Tiger Baseball Talk. You want to talk about the game yesterday. You want to talk about the season. You want to talk about roster moves. Or you want to cast this movie.
Mm-hmm.
John, it's been discussed. This is like Major League. This is like Angels in the Outfield. This is like Moneyball. This is not based in reality. And you ask people to name this movie and cast this movie. We can keep that in the mix as well.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about, we're comparing it to all these different movies that have moments that we could relate to, right? Major League, coming from so far back. But there, I don't believe management wanted them to lose. I just think that they were trying to develop, and they were doing anything to give them an advantage until it was obvious that they were going to be a postseason team.
Texter says, should we be nervous about this weekend? The White Sox are hot. Their manager wants to spoil our weekend, and the Orioles have nothing to play for. That's who the Twins get, signed Brent. Why would you be nervous at all about the Tigers, given how they've played? They've won 9 of the last 10. They're the hottest team in baseball for 7 weeks. Yeah. And there are zero nerves to me. They have to win one game against the worst team in the history of baseball. They can try their hardest. Bring it on. Yeah, we're going to hand you 121st loss of the season and send you off into golfing in the offseason.
Well, let's just for a second talk about hot teams in baseball. All right. And yeah, the Chicago White Sox right now are tied for the worst losses, 120 with the 62 Mets. All right, they've already surpassed them in terms of the worst win percentage. I think it's 245 versus 250. But this is a team that has lost 120 games this year. You don't just flip the switch, and even though they may be hot at 5-5 in the last 10.
Not the Tigers hot.
The Tigers have gone on the road and swept Kansas City. The Tigers have gone on the road in Baltimore in must-win situations and took 2 of 3. They took 2 of 3 at Baltimore at Comerica Park. They swept the Tampa Bay Rays. Like, they are the hottest team in baseball. So don't give me this crap about Chicago White Sox coming in here white hot.
Ticket Texter says the movie is called The Gritty Cats, The Ballad of A.J. Hinch. And people are casting A.J. Hinch. Ticket Texter says Doug would recommend that it would be Denzel.
Yes, Denzel for everyone.
It's the only actor Doug knows. It would be Denzel in a one-man play taking us through the season. Ticket Texter says, I absolutely love John using the Heather system for his picks. Hearing an ex-NFL player make picks on coaches' names is gold. My favorite part of the morning show is hearing John lose his mind over Heather's picks. Heather clearly knows more ball.
She's 19-9.
Looks and brains. Heather's a genius. She literally followed John's picks, so even if he has a great week, he's only going to gain a game or so.
Hey, at least I won't fall further behind. I mean, there's two sides to every coin.
To the phones we go. David in Canton, you're on 97.1.
David.
David, good morning. David, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll give you another chance. Let's get to Red in Detroit. Red, always good to hear from you. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Look, this feeling is a nostalgic feeling. Back in the 06 when the Tigers made the World Series, that was a good time. I was only 16 years old in high school. And then that span of 10 years, we had good baseball. I'm very excited. I'm going to the game this Friday. I mean, today. I'm going to the game and hopefully to see the Lions clinch a playoff berth in 10 years. Man, this team on August 1st, 50 games ago, was 52-57. They went on a 33-17 run. This is magical. 2 weeks ago, I told my wife, I was like, this team's special. As I'm rubbing her feet and like, and this feeling haven't went away. I'm so excited. I can't wait for playoff baseball. This football is my first love, and my second love is baseball. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm super excited. And Jim, yeah. I don't know the hockey, like, I know a little bit of hockey, but I've never been to a hockey game or nothing, but this is too exciting to go to a hockey game. I'm sorry. I think
preseason
you need to go
it's
preseason too.
Yeah.
I'm
not telling you the hockey game is the bigger event tonight in the city of Detroit. As much as John wanted to immediately gotcha me out of the gate, that was supposed to be an off-air conversation, but I'll own it. I'm going
to
be...
supposed to be an off-air conversation.
But it's fine. I'll own it.
We were in the trust tree?
I thought we were. But I'll own it. I'm going to be in the city tonight.
That's
how many other people on this station are going to be in the city tonight around 9:30, 10 o'clock when we're pouring into the streets celebrating the playoffs with the people? It is me. It is nobody else.
You paint that picture however you want.
I'm trying.
I mean, you're going to the bathroom. And what's the equivalent on in hockey parlance?
The first pee-pee.
Yeah.
Power play.
The first power play.
I loved the emotion. I'm going to move on. I loved the emotion in Red's voice talking about playoff baseball. We want you guys to name the movie, cast the movie, or just call in to talk baseball. I think that's allowed now. I mean, think about it. Part of October, baseball, which, guys,
or pile on Jim. Either way.
I know that's kind of...
I call and talk about the Red Wings.
Yes. 248-539-9797. It's a Red Wings preseason game. Let's start a conversation.
Flags tonight, you're on 75. Yeah. There's this humongous traffic jam. Who's the guy with the Red Wing car flags? All right, no, all kidding aside, seriously.
We're breaking down Nate Danielson next.
We're giving you the crap because you were so all in on the Red Wings and the fact that you're in Detroit tonight and the Tigers are ready to clinch and you're not over there. It's funny, but... The truth of the matter is to bail you out here. You became a
season ticket holder.
Yeah.
And this is included.
Like 20 games or whatever. And this game's included tonight. And it's actually smart to go to it because you don't have Tiger tickets.
Yes.
You went the other night.
The alternative would have been if I wanted to watch the Tigers, I could have gone, I guess, by myself. I could go as a media member. But I said I like going to games as fans.
So you're going to do something your wife wants to do, but she won't do something you want to do?
What do you mean? Oh, like which...
What do I mean?
Like, she should go to this game.
You just said you were gonna have to go alone. Your wife would stay at home. She's like, I'm not going to go with you to a Tigers game.
I can't, you know.
You're just not that interesting.
So that's what this has turned into.
No, he should do what she wants to. Remember, he spent like hours this summer, days, months playing college football 25.
And I take over all the weekends.
This is the price you pay going to a preseason hockey game.
I am, again, my plan is to hang around downtown after and mix it up and take in what is, I've often thought about when I leave games at Little Caesars Arena and you walk out that entrance that faces Woodward, and I think about the skyline, the Fox, the Comerica Park, and I've always wondered what it'd be like to walk out of a Red Wing game or Pistons game, and in this case, with the Tigers, and see the city alive at night. Yeah. And it's a Friday night, and I think tonight, like, it all sets up. We had a guy calling earlier and say, this is the anniversary of the final game at Tiger Stadium. Mm-hmm. Like this, everything feels like destiny, voodoo, cosmic energy, whatever.
Magic.
Magic is a word that we should be using more. Phone calls to get to. You guys know what to do. It's 97.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.